20 minutes before 6, this is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. Winter traffic unusually light tonight. Traffic extremely heavy in downtown Detroit at this hour. Needless to say, you'll have difficulty in getting home if that's where you're headed. No reported tie-ups in any of the freeways, but traffic is very heavy. There have been many minor accidents. Our Detroit Tigers are baseball's world champions, and Mickey Lolich is the hero of the day. The Tigers down the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1, and at the instant of the last out, pandemonium broke out in downtown Detroit. The big siren sounded. The confetti flowed from downtown office buildings. People screamed and yelled. There was dancing in the streets, and car horns sounded. The celebration, the biggest ever seen, is still going, with not even the slightest hint that it's going to let up anytime soon. The Mobile Mustang is in the thick of it.
Downtown Detroit, you can't hear anything right now except horns blowing. The traffic is so heavy on Michigan Avenue, it seems like it's going to take all evening to get as far as Tiger Stadium from downtown. People are buying Tiger pennants along the way. The vendors are back out selling those. People are waving them from cars up and down the sidewalks. People are drinking beer out of mugs and every other possible container. There's some kind of a celebration going on in Kennedy Square. You can't even get near it to look at it. There's probably people swimming in the fountain. They were pushing them into the fountain in Kennedy Square earlier. The paper is still streaming out of office building windows, and people are yelling out of cars. The most fantastic thing in the world.
Tons of confetti cover downtown Detroit streets. It looks like a snowstorm. While the people go wild in Detroit, it remains relatively calm in Windsor.
In marked contrast to the hoopla in Detroit, Windsor is going about the normal business of getting home from downtown. If anything, downtown traffic is lighter than normal. A policeman told me he hadn't heard of anything unusual happening, and I sure couldn't find anything. Yet, Windsor fans are every bit as enthusiastic as their counterparts in Detroit. Maybe they're celebrating inside tonight. Dick Smythe, 2020 News.
And this here just in. Somebody has just reached the top of the flagpole in Kennedy Square. The excitement is boiling over. Even those who don't know or could care less about baseball are caught up in the celebration as mobs of people praise their ball team, the one they say reunited Detroit.
Think about the Tigers.
And so the celebration goes on. We'll still probably be reporting that celebration in the wee hours of the morning. Mickey Lolich gave up 5 hits in leading the Tigers to victory today. Detroit is only the 3rd club in history to ever win a 7-game series after being behind 3-1. Lolich turned in a truly magnificent performance and did it with only 2 days' rest. He struck out 4 and walked 3. The only run off him was a homer in the ninth for Mike Shannon. The Tigers scored their first 3 runs off the man they thought could not be beaten, Bob Gibson. With 2 out in the 7th, Norm Cash and Willie Horton singled, and Jim Northrup drove one into center field. 2 runs scored, and Northrup came in for hit by freehand. Mickey Lolich says, though, that he didn't do as well as he would have liked to have done. But he wasn't tired.
I never got tired in the game. I was weak almost from about the 3rd inning on. I didn't have the real good, hard fastball that I do know how to throw. As you notice, most of the balls today were hit on the ground. I was throwing a sinking fastball all day. I didn't have the good, hard fastball. I had a fairly good control, not as good as I usually like, but I kept making the ball sink, and I got him out.
This is the third time the Tigers have ever won a World Series. Their other victories came in 1935 and in 1945. The Tigers are flying back to Detroit this evening and are expected to be met by thousands of fans at Metropolitan Airport. Their arrival time, 7:30 tonight. The Big 8 will be there. You can count on it. 2020 News suggests that all of Tiger Town should be lit up. Leave your lights on so when the Tigers fly over tonight, they'll see a lit up town. Airport weather clear, operations normal. Merck Index 43, light air pollution. It's 63 degrees. This is Don Patrick, CKLW 2020 News. And that's what's happening today, October 10th, 1968.